fourth book of wisdom, and Aristotle says that the subject of first philosophy is being, right? But being covers a multitude. And it's an equivocal word, right? But they all refer back to what? To substance, yeah. Because quantity is the size of substance, and quality is just disposition of substance, right? And generation is a coming to be of substance, and death is the the end, the opposite of it, and so on. So, you could say the chief subject then of wisdom is, or first philosophy, is substance, right? Okay? Well, likewise here, the chief subject is what? Okay. What's the chief subject of political philosophy? State in the sense of the polis, the city, state, huh? Okay, so that's what political philosophy gets its name from, the polis, right? Okay, but you talk about anything besides the city. We talk about government, yeah. Is the government a city? No, no. But the government governs the city, okay? So it has relation to the polis, and that's where we take it up, right? And what about laws? Was the law a city? No. Was the law a government? No. But the government rules the city by laws, right? Okay. Well, then they talk about revolution. Is revolution a city? No. Is revolution a government? No. But it's a change of government, right? Okay. So it still refers all the way back ultimately to the what? Polis, huh? Some things are closer, some things are further, right? So Aristotle takes up the various forms of government in books 3 and 4 of the Politics. But then book 5, he starts talking about revolution, and then book 6 and so on, institution of governments and so on. So revolution, institution of governments are related all the way back to polis, because government, that they're the change of or the institution of are rules the polis. Okay, so you can say the chief subject of political philosophy is the polis. Chief subject of first philosophy is substance, right? Well, here, and likewise, the chief subject here is what? God, right? Okay. So notice again the difference between what is sometimes called natural theology, right? Which is really the end of what? Of first philosophy. And this theology, right? This theology has got more a right to the name theology, right? Because it is sermo de Deo, right? Why, first philosophy is sermo de ente, huh? It's about being, huh? And God is only the end or goal. But here he's not only the end or goal, but he's the very what? Subject, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. What does the Dominican say? You should only talk about God or to God. You talk about God, that's one thing, and then you're praying to God, you're tending towards God, right? Okay. Notice how Thomas, following the great Aristotle, sometimes principium is what? Adapted or used in particular for what the cause we call the mover or the maker, right? He says principium, he has in mind God as being the mover or the maker of things. Okay. Now, at the beginning of the first book of Natural Hearing, Aristotle says, in every science of which there are beginnings or causes or elements, right? And Thomas says, what does he mean by beginnings, causes, or elements, right? And there he's not trying to really distinguish them in any great way, huh? But there's one way in which you distinguish those three words in the fifth book of wisdom, right? And there you say that beginning is more general than cause, that every cause is a beginning, but not every beginning is a cause. And cause is more general than what? element, right? Okay. Because element is only, strictly speaking, in the material cause. One kind of cause. But sometimes we kind of adapt these, right? So elements to material cause, beginning to the what? Mover or maker. And then we use the word cause for the end and the form. Okay? Kind of adaptation of that. That's the way Thomas is using principium here, right? Because he's contrasting principium et finem. Even though you find out in the chapter on principium in the category in the fifth book of wisdom that the last meaning of beginning is the end. Because it's first in intention, huh? First in our goal, right? So this suggests a division of sacred doctrine into what? Three parts, right? Jesse has made more explicit the division of the books there in the Summa Contra Gentiles. Whence it follows that God is truly the subject of this science, right? And then he's a second way of manifesting it, huh? This is also manifest from the beginnings of this science, which are the articles of faith, which is about what? God, right? And this especially is seen in the what? The creeds that follow the what? Father, Son, and Spirit, right? Now the Nicene Constantinople Creed and the Apostles' Creed, right? They're divided into three parts, right? And some articles are attached to the article about the Father, and some to that about the Son, and some to the Holy Spirit. Well, if you divide the articles according to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the Father, Son, Holy Spirit are God, well, obviously the articles are chiefly about what? God, yeah. So at the beginnings of this science are all about God. Well, then this science must be all about God, right? Okay. So he gives two reasons here, right? For showing that the science is about God chiefly, right? Nothing else is talked about in this science in addition to God, if anything can be in addition to God, except in reference to God, right? As its beginning and as its what? End. The most explicit statement of I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end, is in the book of the what? Apocalypse, I think, is the most explicit, yeah. But you find, you know, running through the Psalms a lot in different places like that, huh? These three, right? Know that the Lord is God. He made us as we are. His people, the flock he tends. In a sense, that's a threefold division, right? God in himself. God is our creator and maker. God is our shepherd. Himself is an end. So Thomas will take up in the third book of the Summa, God is the end, to show God is the end of all things. And then you talk about the divine providence whereby he leads things to that end. But in the second book, you talk about God as the maker, right? And the creator, huh? Kind of like creation. A little bit about what he creates and so on. And it says, some, paying attention to those things which are treated as science, and not to the reason according to which they are considered, right, have assigned otherwise the subject of this science as things and signs, right, huh? Okay? And notice, this has a footnote referring to, that's the way Theo Lombard has a sentence is divided, huh? Okay? Or the works of reparation, right? Or the whole Christ, right? That is head and members, huh? Now, about all of these things, one treats in the science, but according to their order to what? God, right? Huh? Does Christ say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? And as God, he's the end, his truth and life, right? As man, he's the what?